Today I'm going to preach on Proverbs chapter 8, which we read from some of that,
but we're covering all of the chapter. Maybe I can read the chapter as a part of this sermon. Let me turn to Proverbs chapter 8. The title is Bedfellows of Wisdom. The heading in my Bible is The Commendation of Wisdom. This whole chapter is about you need wisdom. Okay, it sort of expands on the beginning of Proverbs, where that was covered, and it goes through it a little bit more again, how we need wisdom. And you might say, well, where's that wisdom? Well, the emphasis today is more on that you need it, not so much the specifics of it, but because it covers the bedfellows of wisdom, things that go hand in hand with wisdom, it tells you a lot about wisdom, okay? Now, once in a while, as I said, we look at a proverb or a psalm, and once in a while is today. Today, we will look at this Proverbs 8, Bedfellows of Wisdom. Now, back in 2019, on March 24th, we began to cover Proverbs in a sermon entitled Proverbs Basic Lesson. And now I will review a little from that sermon. Proverbs is one of the wisdom books in the Bible. The wisdom books are Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Now, see, now you're memorizing the books of the Bible, so it's easy to remember that list because it's part of that list. The Bible's organized in sections, and all the wisdom books are together. See that? So if you're memorizing the books of the Bible, that helps you. And but only some of the Psalms would be classified as wisdom. Wisdom literature contains mostly instructions for life, not commands or promises. So with Proverbs. Proverbs is a book of practical life instructions for the believer. However, it also points to Christ, as does all the Old Testament. Wisdom literature is written in the form of Hebrew poetry, which is not the same as our English poetry. There are many different forms of poetry. In school, you may have learned about haiku, which is a Japanese form of poetry. You may have learned of other forms, such as limericks or iambic pentameter. Hebrew poetry has its own form, but we won't go into that again now. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 19, which is what we covered in the first sermon on Proverbs back in 2019. That section, those first verses, cover important fundamentals, such as the author of the book and the importance of the book. Proverbs was written by Solomon to provide wisdom to those who need it, which is all of us. The most important verse in Proverbs is chapter 1, verse 7. The verse says, "The fear of the Lord, or the fear of Yahweh, is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." In other words, if you want to have a foundation for wisdom and knowledge, start by having a reverence for God. That is the starting point of wisdom. If you don't want this, then you are a fool. That's not me talking. That's what the wisest person of all time, Solomon, wrote in Proverbs chapter 1. You are a fool if you do not want this. What that means for us today is that we must come to know God through Jesus Christ, and then we can start to become wise by studying the Bible. This first portion of Proverbs also tells us if we cherish our life, we should be listening to our parents instead of to things we happen to hear from others, such as unbelieving sinners. These other people say things that sound good, but ultimately backfire and destroy our lives. Now, we will proceed to look at chapter 8 of the book of Proverbs. This chapter 8 will expand on the idea that you ought to want wisdom. Nowadays, some foolish people are saying that the following things I will list in a minute are signs of whiteness. They're signs of whiteness. This is according to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Okay? So this is a bunch of liberals that have these crazy ideas. Okay? This is what they say. Here are some signs of whiteness. Individualism. Hard work. Objectivity. The nuclear family. Progress. Respect for authority. Delayed gratification, the scientific method, and other such things, most of which are definitely desirable. Okay, but they're saying these are signs of whiteness. I read one of my black buddies saw this. He said, "What? I like those things. What? I want those things too. Do I have to be white to have those things?" Doesn't make any sense. These go hand in hand with the attitude of some people that you are being white if you succeed in school. It's sad that such ideas are promoted, especially among some young blacks. It's so sad. But the Bible, on the other hand, does not ultimately promote the ideas which these folks are promoting, these next three things. But the Bible does not, okay? Does not promote the ideas of ethnocentrism, racial essentialism, or colorism. And you can look those up, okay? But basically, what's happened is what we used to call racism, okay, isn't what racism is anymore in the liberal mind. What's racism to them is ignoring people's color. That's racism. To say you're colorblind. That's racism to them. What's not racism is paying attention to color. It's completely flipped, okay? So you're a racist if you say you want to be colorblind and treat everyone the same, okay? That's the way it is. So. But the Bible will have none of that, okay? Rather, in Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, Galatians 3:28. So we enter into this discussion of wisdom without reference to race, except to discard the notion that everything is about race. Okay, that's what they say nowadays. Everything's about race. Well, no, the Bible will have none of that. So this is for everybody, okay? We don't have to design it differently for different races and all this sort of foolishness. It's the Bible's for everybody. These concepts are for everybody. And we would all be wise to listen carefully to what the wisest man on earth ever has to say. King Solomon. Now, one thing about this book, this chapter. So, looking at chapter 8. I better move along here. Does not wisdom call and understanding lift up her voice? Okay. Wisdom's out there and it's calling to you. You can turn away from it at your own peril. Verse 2, on top of the heights, beside the way, all these places, okay, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. See, wisdom is personified in the book of Proverbs. And wisdom is referred to as she, all right? Beside the gates, at the opening to the city, verse 3, at the entrance of the doors, she cries out, to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men, O naive ones, understand prudence, and O fools, understand wisdom. Listen, for I will speak noble things, and the opening of my lips will reveal right things. For my mouth will utter truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the utterances of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing crooked or perverted in them. They are all straightforward to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than the choicest gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. We'll pause there. That's through verse 14. Now, if you look at your bulletin on the next page there, those that are here can look at page 10, and you've got a list of things that go hand in hand with wisdom, things that go hand in hand with wisdom. These are all selected from this section we just read, okay? Things that go hand in hand. So if you want to know, you know, what's wisdom all about, well, you just look at the things that come from wisdom or work with wisdom. They're all a part of wisdom. So we have understanding, prudence. You can look all these things up in the dictionary. We don't have time to define all these words. But these are important things that we need to say, yeah, those are important things that are good for me. Not bad. It's not bad to do that. You're not white when you do these things, okay? You're doing what God wants you to do, and you're being wise when you do these things, okay? Prudence, noble things, right things, truth, righteousness, straightforwardness, knowledge, instruction, discretion, hating evil, counsel. You know, in other words, multiple people, you all know, it's better to consult with others about things, right? And not just say, oh, I know everything. Counsel, sound wisdom, okay? You know, with a basis. Power comes through wisdom and the fear of Yahweh, okay? All these things go hand in hand with wisdom. And also from this section, things which wisdom excludes, okay? Wisdom doesn't go along with these things. Wickedness, crookedness, perversion, perverted speech, pride, arrogance, and evil ways. Okay, these are all from what we read just now. Also, what we just read, some desirable things that are less desirable than wisdom. These things aren't bad, okay? They're desirable, but guess what? They're amazingly less desirable than wisdom. If you're focusing on these other things, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Let's focus on wisdom, okay? So desirable things that are less desirable than wisdom, silver, choicest silver, gold, pure gold, jewels, and everything else. It says that. Verse 11. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. Okay, so I say all, in the context, all material goods, okay? It doesn't mean everything, period, okay? Like God or love or faith, okay? Those are all great things to desire. But material goods, okay? There's there's a lot of stuff out there, right? He didn't have to go ahead and list them all. And all that stuff that you might desire, okay? All that stuff, everything else, less desirable than wisdom. And yet, people disdain an education. You know? And, you know, we're not talking about the world's wisdom, but there are important things that are taught in schools that are things you need, you know? And even math, apparently today, is racist. Okay? Just to bring that one more time. No, it's not racist. Come on now. You need math, whatever your ethnicity, okay? It's not racist. Come on. All right. Now, so let's continue to read. And most of what we'll get is just through the reading of this scripture, okay? Just extolling the benefits of wisdom mainly here. Looking at verse 14. Counsel is mine. I guess we read that. Verse 15. By me, and we're talking about by wisdom, okay? Wisdom is personified here. By me, kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, all who judge rightly. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than the choicest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice to endow those who love me with wealth that I may fill their treasuries. And so some of that we already listed. But wisdom is, and this is also in your bulletin, wisdom is needed to accomplish important things like reigning or justice or judging rightly. These are all from the text. Or pure gold or jewels or everything. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Reigning, justice, judging rightly, obtaining riches, wealth, full treasury. He says, you want your treasury full? Okay, get some wisdom. Honor, righteousness, best results, best fruit, best yield. Okay, these are things, you need wisdom to accomplish these things. I'm off my notes here. Okay. Now, something we just read there, if you love wisdom, wisdom will love you back and give you the above accomplishments. You love wisdom, wisdom loves you back. And then you can achieve these things, okay? You got to search out for wisdom. It says there, if you seek wisdom, you will find wisdom. But you know, usually you need a little wisdom to seek for wisdom. The Lord needs to work in your heart. Because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. That statement actually occurs in Proverbs, I think, three times. We mentioned it in the first chapter, but it's actually several times in the book of Proverbs. And that's the starting point. But kings and rulers and princes and nobles and judges, they have a special need for wisdom. They have a special need for wisdom. And we want that kind of ruler, right? Someone who's wise. Now we want to see in this last section that wisdom was with God as God created everything. And when we say wisdom, we can say Jesus, okay? And you know, the Bible says that he has become our wisdom, okay? And who was with God when he created? Jesus was with God, okay? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word, and God is what the Word was. That's my translation. And so wisdom was with God as he created. Let's read through this, and then I'll read what I've written here about it. So verse 22, and you'll say, man, this really is talking about Jesus. It's really neat how much it's talking about Jesus. And says Yahweh possessed me at the beginning of his way. Wisdom, or Jesus, right? Before his works of old, from everlasting, I was established. Speaking of Jesus, or wisdom, okay? From the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed, when he set for the sea its boundary so that the water would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master workman. I was the master workman, wisdom or Jesus. And I was daily his delight. God delights in his son Jesus. Rejoicing always before him, they rejoice with each other. Rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. So it's ending there. This is not actually the last section. Almost the last section. I lied. So we just see here that wisdom was always with God before any creation. Therefore, wisdom and Jesus are behind the creation of all these things, springs and oceans, mountains and hills, earth and fields, dust, heavens, the earth itself and its foundation, the skies, the boundaries for the oceans and man. All that was from this text, not from Genesis or New Testament. We just read all that right there. And Jesus rejoiced with God at the creation. They both found it very good. He said, it was very good. Let us make man in our image, Jesus. Let us do this. And man was made from the dust of the earth. Now let's look at the last section. So, you know, John chapter 1 is that section where I referred to just briefly there. Let's look at verse 32. Now therefore, O sons, listen to me. For blessed are they who keep my ways. The ways, this is wisdom speaking. Remember, wisdom is personified, okay? You can think of it as Jesus if you like, okay? That he's speaking to us, okay? Wisdom and Jesus here speaking to us. Now therefore, O sons, listen to me. For blessed are they who keep my ways. Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, watching at my doorposts. For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from Yahweh. But he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death. You know, you don't want to be wise? Well, you just love death. You know, you don't want Jesus? You love death. You know, that's what you're trading for, what, you know, your pleasure. What you think other people are telling you should do, from the wisdom of the world, this is the way to get rich, not by wisdom, not by righteousness, okay, but by conniving, okay? And you can look at that in Proverbs chapter 1, like I said, these sort of go hand in hand, the beginning of Proverbs. No, you should turn to wisdom, turn to Jesus, trust in him, throw away all those other thoughts of how to get things accomplished, and turn to Jesus, and turn to the Bible, and turn to regular learning, not man's wisdom, but, you know, factual learning that you can learn about the world. The Bible doesn't cover some of the simple material physics, math, and things like that. I mean, that's not the Bible subject, but you need those things too. And because listen to your parents. You know, listen to me, your parents, as we saw in chapter 1. And they've been through it already, okay? I'll never forget in Big, the movie Big. She says to him, he says, could you come back with me? She says, no, I've already done it. You understand. He goes, oh, I guess you don't understand. You haven't done it already, you know. So, you know, until you've done it, you know, you haven't done it. And the adults have done it, and they've also seen other people who've done it one way or another, done it, and didn't, and they got undone, you know, because of the way they did it. And so listen to some wisdom from parents instead of having to learn those in the school of hard knocks every time. We all do it. We all did it. But if only we would listen to some wisdom. So turn to wisdom. Turn to Jesus. It's the beginning of wisdom. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thanks, Lord, for your book, the Bible, which means book. And we thank you, Lord, that you preserved this for thousands of years from the wisest man, so we would have it here to benefit us. Help us to read it and study it and learn it. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen.